A lot of teachers in Wisconsin's largest school district received raises this year, but that hasn't kept up with inflation. It's Thursday, November 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican lawmakers in the state want to stop farmers who are leasing their land for solar power projects from receiving tax credits. And Wisconsin bear hunters saw their lowest harvest this fall. We'll have more on why that could be. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts received raises this year. Corrine Hess reports that despite that hike, median pay for teachers has fallen more than 12% over the last 15 years when adjusted for inflation.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the median pay for Wisconsin teachers was an inflation-adjusted $67,500 in 2009. This year, that median wage was $59,200, a decrease of more than $8,000. Peggy Wirtz Olson heads the Wisconsin Education Association Council.
This has been going downhill for a long time. Not being able to keep up with inflation in terms of teacher pay is absolutely a factor that's led to the vacancies we see and the shortages across Wisconsin.
The report found that revenue limits placed on schools by the state have not kept up with the pace of inflation. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican state lawmakers want to stop farm preservation credits from going to farmers who are leasing their land for solar power projects. Right now, farmers in Wisconsin can receive tax credits aimed at preserving farmland, even if solar panels are installed on some of the property. A new Republican proposal would block those credits. The bill's supporters say those panels damage land that should be used for crops. Advocacy group Clean Wisconsin opposes the bill. Government Affairs Director Eric Cantor says more than 1 million acres of Wisconsin farmland is used to grow corn for ethanol fuel.
If the program is already going to let farmers use ag land for energy production, it's far more efficient to use land for solar generation. You can generate a lot more energy on a lot less land and, in fact, free up a significant amount of ag land to grow food.
Governor Tony Evers has been an outspoken supporter of renewable energy expansion, so it's unlikely that he would support this Republican-backed bill. Some Wisconsin Catholics say it's not surprising to see Pope Francis take action against Cardinal Raymond Burke. As Hope Kerwin reports, the former lacrosse bishop has been a vocal critic of the Pope.
The Associated Press reported on Tuesday that Pope Francis had decided to revoke Burke's Vatican apartment and salary. Burke was born in Wisconsin and still serves as head of the board of directors for the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, which he founded. Marie Fleissner is a Catholic in Marshfield and a member of the Council of Catholic Women. She's heard mixed reaction to the action against Burke, with younger, more conservative leaders saying Francis is wrong. But she said there's also a group who feels the church should follow the Pope's direction.
Cardinal Burke has often been very outspoken in his criticism of the Pope, and that's maybe not the right thing to do.
Fleissner says she does feel growing division in the church, with the most conservative members pushing for a return to older practices. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bear hunters in Wisconsin saw their lowest harvest in 15 years this fall. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources discussed the results during a committee meeting on Wednesday. Hunters killed just over 3,000 bears this year. That's a drop of roughly 27% from last season. And that's despite the DNR receiving more than 137,000 applications this year, a record high. The agency says a high crop of acorns was largely to blame. The DNR says that provided more food for bears, making hunting baits less effective. Miles Falk with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says tribal hunters also harvested fewer bear on off-reservation lands.
So tribal harvest is down about 25% this year as well.
Falk says tribal hunters typically harvest around 40 bears outside of tribal lands, and state-licensed hunters typically kill around 4,000 bears each year. Coming up, in northern Wisconsin, a potential new power plant has been the center of an energy debate. WPR's Daniel Kading will have more on what's going on in Superior. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, a proposed power plant in Superior has been the subject of debate for years. Utilities say the natural gas plant would cut carbon emissions significantly when compared to coal. But to environmentalists, building a new plant that relies on fossil fuels feels like a step backward. Daniel Kading reports on a debate in northern Wisconsin with implications for the entire region's energy future.
Coal-burning power plants are bad for climate change. That's because burning coal releases a lot of carbon dioxide that contributes to global warming. Renewable energies like wind and solar are much cleaner, and they don't rely on fossil fuels. But the utilities say those energy sources just aren't reliable enough to provide power at all times, and battery technology isn't far along enough to make it through Wisconsin winters. That's why John Carr says power plants that run on natural gas are an important part of the transition to clean energy.
When wind and solar aren't quite enough to meet demand, it's there to ensure that that system is still reliable and affordable.
Carr is vice president for strategic growth at the La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative. Dairyland is part of a group of utilities in three states that's trying to build a new $700 million energy plant in Superior that would run on natural gas. They've been trying to build the Nemadji Trail Energy Center for 6 years. For many environmentalists, though, any new plant that still relies on fossil fuels isn't part of a clean energy transition. Jadine Sonada is the campaign coordinator for Sierra Club Wisconsin.
We need to be only investing in this clean energy and not simultaneously investing in the gas plant.
That disagreement is part of what has kept the Nemadji Trail project in limbo for so long. Dairyland has asked for a loan from the Federal Rural Utilities Service to pay for half the project's cost. That triggered an environmental analysis of the plant. The proposal has undergone multiple reviews as environmental and indigenous groups have fought it. Now a decision is drawing near. The Rural Utilities Service will decide whether building the plant will have significant environmental effects. One September evening, a small group is buzzing about the facility in a corner room of Superior's public library.
My main concern about that is that it would still generate fossil fuels.
That's Superior resident Kate Haga. The 23-year-old is worried about its effects on climate change. She points out natural gas production releases methane that has more than 80 times the warming power of carbon dioxide.
It's going to just speed up climate change rather than do what it's marketed to be, which is to be this bridge where we're addressing climate change.
Even with methane leaks, the Rural Utilities Service said in its latest review that the plant would cut carbon emissions overall each year by 770,000 tons compared to keeping coal plants online. But environmental groups argue the plant's carbon emissions are at least a million tons higher than the agency projected. And the Environmental Protection Agency says estimates of climate damages from the project don't look right either. Most everyone agrees that closing coal plants is a good thing. The debate is over what takes their place.
The natural gas plants are being built in part because of the rapid ramp down in coal-fired plants.
That's Karen Clay. She's a professor of economics and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University. If a plant isn't built, Clay says it may be more costly to bring in natural gas from elsewhere or maintain older coal plants. Minnesota Power has closed 7 of its 9 coal plants, and Dairyland closed one of its coal plants in southwestern Wisconsin 2 years ago. Utilities say the Superior facility will help Wisconsin meet its goal of providing carbon-free electricity by 2050. But UW-Madison energy expert Greg Nemeth says any new plants would release carbon dioxide beyond that date, or they'd have to shut down early.
We're going to be saddled with a lot of debt, and ratepayers are going to have to pay a lot for all these natural gas plants that we don't use anymore.
Now, some city leaders are withdrawing their support for the plant. They're concerned about its environmental effects as well as more local concerns. It would be built along the banks of the Nemadji River, and it's next to a cemetery with remains of tribal ancestors that were moved there to make way for a development that was never built. Some city council members say they'll oppose local permits for the project. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Important stuff. Thanks to WPR's Danielle Kading for that story. And thanks to you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. That'll do it for today's show. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the people putting the podcast together today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back here in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning, just like we are each and every weekday. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.